You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramah Beis Shemesh, Israel, 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Chayei Sarah, and the Parsha has a lot of different parts to it. We have the death of Sarah, Avram Avinu buying Maras HaMachpelah. We have Eliezer being sent to find a wife, which would be Rivka, for Yitzchak Avinu. We have Avram Avinu remarrying to Keturah. And we have the death of Avram Avinu at the end of the Parsha, and we have the death of Yishmael at the end of the Parsha. And I'd like to share with you a thought. Towards the end of the Parsha, it speaks about the fact that Avram Avinu passes away. And the Torah says, "Vayi acharei mos Avraham," and it was after the death of Abraham, "Vayivarcha lekim es Yitzchak benoi." God blessed Isaac, his son. Yitzchak is receiving a blessing, which we need to know what is the concept of a blessing. And Yitzchak lives with, the word literally says, the pasuk literally says, with the be'er, the well of Lachai Ro'i, where Hagar years earlier had seen Hashem, as it were, had seen the living God when she thought that Yishmael was going to die. And an angel appears to her and says, opens her eyes and says, look, there's the well. So Yitzchak lives in that place. Very interesting. I want to talk about what is the concept of blessing. Hashem is now, after Avram Avinu's death, Hashem is blessing Yitzchak. And he's living in this Be'er Lachai Ro'i, in this place where he can see Hashem. Often, if there was a location that somebody had a spiritual revelation, it was a place that people would return to seek a spiritual revelation. Why is Yitzchak living there at this time? What does it mean that he's getting the blessings? So I'd like to share with you a medrash. This medrash is really powerful. One is in our parsha, and the Marzu leads us to a medrash in Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, which is also very powerful and really teaches us an amazing, important lesson. Medrash brings our pasuk, "Vayi acharei mos Avraham vayivarech lekim es Yitzchak benoi." It was after Avraham Avinu's death. God blessed Isaac, his son. Amar Rabbi Simon, "B'chol makom shenemar vayi acharei chazar ha'olam la'acharav." Rabbi Simon says an important principle. Wherever you see the concept of vayehi acharei, and it was after the death of an individual, so the pasuk is saying that vayehi, and it was acharei. The word acharei, besides from meaning after, can also mean milashon achor, which means to go backwards. There was a backtracking that occurred. The world regressed after the death of Avram Avinu. We're going to see in next week's parsha that the wells, there were wells that Avraham had dug, and wells at that time, of course, were a flashpoint, because whoever had control over water had control over life. Avraham Avinu had dug wells in the land of Gerar, in the lands of the Plishtim, the Philistines. And there had been a battle over them between the servants of Avimelech and Avraham. And again, that battle is going to happen between Avimelech's servants and Yitzchak. And what we see is, after Avraham dies, the issue comes again with the water. The wells represent the life force of the human being. The water represents the life force of the human being that Hashem provides for us. Right? If Avram was able to dig these wells, that means he was able to find access to Hashem. He was able to get sustenance from Hashem. After he dies, the wells are clogged. The force of Hashem that was being brought into the world by Avram was stopped. And Yitzchak had to dig those wells again. Yitzchak on his own had to redevelop the ability to bring down that life force into the world for himself and for the entire world. But it's blocked up by the Plishtim, by the forces of evil, who wish to prevent the light of Hashem from coming into the world. We find a similar idea about Hiyacharim Mais Moshe Eved Hashem. After Moshe Rabbeinu dies, it's the very beginning of Sefer Yoshua, Book of Joshua. What does it say? Miyad Pasak HaBe'er V'anon HaKoved V'amon. Jewish people came into Israel. They no longer had the miraculous manna. They no longer had the clouds of glory. They no longer had the Be'er Miriam, the miraculous well which followed them wherever they went. Moshe Rabbeinu's death leaves in its wake a constriction of Hashem's light, a constriction of Hashem's assistance, or open revelation of His assistance. Vayehi acharei Mos Yoshua, Pasuk says in Shoftim, the very beginning of Shoftim, it was after the death of Joshua. Yanis garbehen yastais ha'aretz. Merely after that, Yoshua, as long as he was alive, so he was bringing down the influx of Hashem's protection. When he died, so then that protection ceased for the moment, as we're going to see in the Hemshech of the Medrash. But when a tzaddik dies, who is bringing Hashem's power into the world, bringing Hashem's protection, Hashem's sustenance into the world, so there's a break in that shefa, there's a break in that sustenance. After King Saul dies, Shaul HaMelech had been the one who initiated a battle, initiated a pushback on the Plishtim and Philistines who, at that time, were controlling the land of Israel. Jewish people stood up with King Shaul. But when he died, the Plishtim came back again in full force. They were able to fight against the Jewish people again. Now, Rav Yudin comes and he adds another point to this, which is really important. He says it slightly differently. Rabbi Simon said, the world did regress with the death of Avram Avinu, with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the death of Yoshua and Shaul. The world regressed. Rabbi Yudin says, the truth is that there was potential for a regression, but Hashem did not allow that regression to take place. Actually, Hashem immediately gave a different person the opportunity and the ability to open up the shefa, to open up the influx that Hashem wanted to send into the world, that it shouldn't be stopped. Let's see. If another person hadn't come to take their place, the world would have regressed. It says that after Avram Avinu's death, Yitzchak goes again and digs those wells. Okay, so by each of these stories where it seems like there was a break in Hashem's love, Hashem's giving, Hashem's sustenance for the Jewish people, somebody else came to make sure that that break wasn't noticed. Here it's Yitzchak. And again, and I would like to read to you in Sefer Marzu, because he speaks out the concept of the Be'erim, the Be'eris, the wells that were dug, and how it represents the love and the sustenance that Hashem gives. It's a clear analogy. But Avram dies and the wells are stopped up. Yitzchak quickly runs and unstops the wells, which means to say, he brings Hashem's Shefa into the world again. What happens immediately after Moshe Rabbeinu dies? Hashem speaks to Yoshua. He directs him and he said, this is what you need to do in order to get the next stage of my love and my assistance for the Jewish people. Which I apologize, I don't know the context, I didn't look it up, but at the very beginning of Sefer Shoftim, Yoshua passes away and there's something with Yehuda, I believe it's the tribe of Yehuda, who's going to stand up, and is going to lead, and is going to be the one who brings that Shefa down from Hashem, brings that divine sustenance, that divine influx. So it wasn't really a moment. It was at the moment, right after, it was immediately after he died, a new opportunity for the Jewish people to be able to receive abundance. It's very interesting. As soon as Shaul died, David returns from killing Amalek, which means to say, right, Amalek is the one who blocks. Amalek is the one who tries to stop the Jewish people's progress out of Egypt, stop the Jewish people's progress into the land of Israel, stop the Jewish people's progress when it comes to right before the second Beis Hamikdash, Haman and his sons trying to cause destruction to the Jewish people. David destroys them. So David, just as Shaul dies, David is involved in making sure that the Shefa continues, that there's nothing blocking the Jewish people from receiving Hashem's help. So we see from each of these circumstances, each of these ideas, that Hashem takes away a tzaddik, takes away an Avram Avinu, who passes away, but not before someone is there who can do the job, continue his work. You can think also at the beginning of the parsha, sorry man who dies. The Torah continues with the story of Rivka. Rivka comes in, the Shekhinah returns, the divine presence returns to the tent, the light is there, there's blessings in the dough. But there's a continuation. Hashem makes sure that when someone who's bringing a certain shefa, a certain spiritual abundance into the world, when that person goes, someone else comes to replace them. I'd like to read to you from the Marzu. And he references another medrash, which we'll see together. So he said that when Avraham Avinu died, the world regressed. When it says after the death, when it says those two words together, after and death, it didn't need to say it that way. It could have just said when he died. Why does it say after he died? It was after he died. So the word is extra. So the word achar, which means after, can also be achar, backwards. So it comes to darshan and say, the world returned, regressed, went backwards. Kikoyim Shaba Avram. What was the world like before Avram came? People thought that the world just ran on its own. There was a natural path that the world ran. People did not recognize and did not see the divine assistance directly involved in our personal affairs. And we can see that there's a general principle. God directs the world, creates the entire world, but just kind of lets it go. But that Hashem is directly, intimately involved in a human being in his life, they didn't know that. Well, Zer Ramaz, right? I'm sorry, I skipped. What does it mean that Avraham brought down the divine presence into the world? It means to say, which we're going to see together, like it says earlier in the Medrash, in Parshas Bereishis, Shehera lechol inyan hashkocha ha'alyon v'hashpos ha'chesed. Understand, Avram's purpose in life, what he accomplished in life, his entire being was, his mission in the world was to show the world that Hashem is intimately involved in our lives, not just externally involved, not just starting the world, letting it run and letting it go as it goes, but rather Hashem is involved moment by moment in my life, in your life, every single person's life. That was Avram's central message. This is hinted to in the concept of the wells. Because the wells represent Hashem's intimate connection, right? When you drink water, that water is going into your body and nourishing your entire body. Most of your body is made out of water. So if you have access to water, you have access to life. And it's intimate. It's connected to you directly. So if you have the source of life, If you have access to the source of life, it means that you have access to the source of life, which is Hashem. And He's intimately involved, just like the water that you're drinking. So Avraham, when he died, that connection was severed. The wells were clogged, which means to say, people stop believing for a moment. People stop believing that Hashem is intimately involved in our lives. And Yitzchak came back and he unclogged it, which means to say, it was a literal thing. He unclogged the wells, but he also unclogged that mistake that don't think that Hashem is not intimately involved in your life. No. Understand clearly, Hashem is intimately involved in your life. So, in next week's parsha, we're going to see that that's what he does. That's what Yitzchak does. He goes and he unclogs the be'eres. He is choifer. He digs them out. And that's the power of Yitzchak. Yitzchak has that power to prove to the world, to show to the world that Hashem is involved in our lives intimately. I'd like to read to you, together with you, Medrash and Bereishis. The Pasuk says that after Adam HaRishon had sinned, Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tavara, ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What happens? They hear the spirit of Hashem, the voice, the sound of Hashem walking in the Garden of Eden. Leruach Hayom. I'm sorry, there was no spirit of Hashem in this pasuk. I'm sorry, that was a mistranslation. They hear the sound of Hashem Elohim walking in the Gan, in the garden. Leruach Hayom, to the wind of the day. That's the language of the pasuk. So, what is the sound of him walking? What is it, mishalech? It's moving along. What does it mean, it's moving along? Mishalech. Pasuk doesn't say mehalech, it says mishalech. It's a different form of the word than just going. It means it's going in and of itself. So, why does it say it this way? So he understands it to mean mekapetz va'oile. It wasn't just walking around in the garden, but actually it was jumping and rising. The sound was, what Adam HaRishon heard, which had to be terrifying, was that Hashem's presence was rising and leaving. What does it mean? Ikar shechina b'tachtayna ma'isa. When Hashem created the world and placed Adam HaRishon in the Garden of Eden, in Gan Eden, there was a sense, there was a presence of Hashem that you could feel. You felt Hashem there. Adam spoke to Hashem like face to face. Hashem created him, he spoke to him. It wasn't like today where we have a difficult time hearing Hashem's voice. We have a difficult time sensing His presence. Originally, Hashem was there. It was felt. You couldn't deny it. And suddenly, there are seven heavens. There are seven levels, I would say, of Hashem's presence. Originally, Hashem filled the entire world down to this realm, and you could sense Hashem's presence completely. When Adam sinned, Hashem's presence went up, rose, went up a level. When I say went up, receded a level. The Stalka Shekhinah Rekei HaRishon went up, receded to the first heaven, was a little bit less felt in the world. Chota Kain, the Stalka Rekei HaSheni, when Kain sinned, he killed his brother, the Shekhinah receded another level to the second heaven. Dor Enosh LaShlishi, in the times of Enoch, the generation of Enosh, they started to serve idols. Hashem was less felt. To the third, He receded to the third heaven, Dor HaMabul HaRavi, generation of the flood, another recession, Dor HaFlaga L'Chamishi, Stoimim L'Shishi, the generation of where Hashem separated all the people of the world, spread them out, separated the languages, they receded more. The times of Sodom had such a powerful impact on the world. Their evil had such a great impact, Hashem Shechina receded even more. When Mitzrayim, Bimei Avram L'Shvi, the times the Egyptians caused their evil, caused the recession of the Shechina up to the seventh level. That was it. It receded all the levels that it could recede. Now what happens after that? Ukenegdon amdu shivat tzadikim ve'elohein. What happens is that we have seven levels that the world loses that connection to Hashem because of the sins, because of the disconnect of the human being from Hashem. And Hashem reciprocates, responds in kind. But on the other side of it, there are seven tzaddikim, seven righteous individuals who bring the Shekhinah back. Elohim, who does it start with? Avram. Avram brings the Shekhinah back. And this is what we were talking about when we spoke about the Be'eros, the wells that were dug. When we spoke about, wow, that was a seed. That was an olive that just fell from my olive tree. Hope it doesn't hit me in the head. Landed on my book. The Shekhinah comes down. The Shekhinah is brought back into the world. First by Avram, then by Yitzchak, then by Yaakov, then by Levi, interesting, by Kehas, Amram, and Moshe. Seven generations drawing the Shekhinah back down, and of course Moshe Rabbeinu is there to receive the Torah when Hashem reveals himself fully once again, like it was by Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, right? At Har Sinai, the Jewish people returned to the state of Adam before the sin. Each of these tzaddikim facilitated the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, being felt once again, deeper and deeper, more and more in the world. It goes through and says how Avram brought it down from the seventh heaven to the sixth. Yitzchak brought it down from the sixth to the fifth. Yaakov brought it down from the fifth to the fourth, etc. Amen Moshe v'Rida milomala lamata, and Moshe ultimately is the one who brings it down from above to below, brings it down into this world. Alright, Yitzchak Siv, Rav Yitzchak finishes off the Medrash and teaches us, Tzadikim Yershu Aretz v'Goymer. The righteous inherit the land. V'Shoyim Ayasu Porchim Avir. The righteous have the ability to, and the end of the pasuk over there is v'yishkenu la'ad aleha, which literally means that they will, the righteous inherit the land and they dwell upon it forever. But the Marzu explains that it means v'yishkenu v'yashkinu. They bring about a dwelling of la'ad. La'ad is a reference to Hashem, who's the Shoychenad. He dwells in the most high place. But they give the opportunity, they bring about, the tzaddikim, the righteous, bring about the creation of a space where Hashem's divine presence can dwell. The Rishayim, on the other hand, El Rishayim La'ishkinu Shekhinah Ba'aretz. The Rishayim do the opposite. They do not facilitate the Shekhinah. They do not facilitate the divine presence in its desire. Hashem wants to be in this world. He wants to be Shoychen. He wants to not just dwell on high, he wants to dwell here on us, through us, in this world. So it comes out that we have an incredible concept that we learn from our Parsha and from the Medrash and Parshas Bereishis. And the concept is, first of all, understand, what is Avram's purpose? What is Yitzchak's purpose? What are they doing? What's represented by the Be'eris, these wells, is that they are bringing, as Amar Zu explained, the Hashkacha Pratis. Don't ever think that Hashem creates the world and lets it run. Our job, our mission in life, every one of us, is to learn from Avram and Yitzchak, and to recognize, and to realize, and to remind ourselves every day, over and over again, that Hashem is in our lives. Personally, that's what we're talking about with Bitachon. That's what we've been speaking about in the Bitachon podcast. That is the foundation of reality. This is what we're here for. We are here to make ourselves a kli, a vessel upon which the Shekhinah can dwell, which means we are here to look for and to recognize and bring about the fact that Hashem is mashgiach bepratius aleinu. Hashem, His divine assistance intimately. We determine. That's what it's saying. We are the ones who have to unplug those be'eris. We have to unplug the wells that are being stuffed up. And who are they stuffed up by? That's something that we saw in the first medrash. They're stuffed up by the plishtim. They're stuffed up by the amalekim. The forces of evil which surround us, the culture that we live in, is a culture of that it's me, and there are natural ways of making money, there are natural ways of succeeding, there are natural ways of fighting wars. But our purpose here, our mission here, is to recognize that I don't have to listen to. I have to challenge the culture around me. I have to challenge the way that the world sees things, because the way that you see things determines how Hashem interacts with us. And indeed, if the wells are stuffed up, you can't get the water. You don't see that Hashem's in your life. You don't see it unless you are seeking it. Avraham taught this. Yitzchak, after Avraham dies, has to reteach this. And we have, indeed, in every generation, there are tzaddikim, there are righteous individuals whose whole life is about this. It's about bringing Hashem's light into the world, being a vehicle for His shefa and His divine hashgacha pratis, His divine assistance, being intimately involved in our life. So we have people who represent this and that we learn from. And Hashem shows us that if one passes away, if one goes, I'm going to find somebody else, another person who's going to be next. It starts with Avram, it goes to Yitzchak, it goes to Yaakov. And by the way, that's the blessing. It says in the Pasuk, Vayivarech Elokim, right? The Pasuk we read all the way at the beginning. Let's look at it again. Again, it's at the end of our Parsha. It's at the end of Chayesara. Perek Chafei. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayachar Yemois Avram, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yitzchak Benoi. Vayoshev Yitzchak in Be'er Lachai Roi. Right? Yitzchak gets the blessings, which means to say that he sees Hashem's Hashgacha and he's drawing Hashem's Hashgacha. And where does he go to? Be'er L'chai Ro'i. He goes to the well where he sees Hashem's presence, where Hashem's presence was seen. You got to go back to those places. If you have an experience, if you see Hashem in your life, you go back to the places where you had that experience. You try to relive it. You try to re-access it. You try to bring it down again. Yitzchak, when he digs the wells, he doesn't go to a new well. He goes back to the same wells that Avram dug. And he digs those wells again. You don't have to blaze a new path. You can re-blaze the path that was blazed before. You can go back to those things. If it worked before, it's going to work again. The path might have gotten overgrown with weeds and with trees and things that, but you got to knock out those trees, knock out those weeds and start again. Start again. Re-access. Look at, this is what's worked. It's going to work again. We got to renew our relationship with Hashem. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should be able, indeed, to learn the lesson, to see the people who represent Hashem in this world, who represent that Hashem is intimately involved with our lives in this world. Hashem should help us seek out those people, hear the messages we need to hear. Hashem should help us to bring that into ourselves and to remind ourselves over and over again that He's in charge of our lives, that He is intimately involved in our lives. Hashem should help us to see it. Hashem should indeed help us to continue to not only see others who have done it, but do it ourselves and teach it to those who are after us, to our children, to those around us. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com. Or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.